DACA's protected people brought to the United States when they were very young, as long as they were under 31 when the order went into effect and came before they were 16. Many of those who missed the cutoff dates face deportation to countries they've never known. Jose Matas was deported to Mexico almost a year ago. He was picked up in Southern California, where he'd lived since he was 8 years old. He is now 39. He now works for a nonprofit group called Al Otro Lado, which helps resettle people who've been deported to Mexico. He joins us from Tijuana. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, sir.
I know it must be painful, but can you take us back to last February 9, the day you were deported?
What happened that day was, it started off as any regular day. Mm-hmm. You know, went about my business, got ready for work. And on this particular day, my daughter had to drop me off at work because she was taking the vehicle, you know, to get to work herself.
Yeah, your daughter's 18.
She is now 19, sir.
19, okay. 18 at the time, yeah.
Yes, sir. As soon as I got to my job, I exited my car, and I walked away probably like no more than 50 feet. And, you know, I was apprehended by, it was either 4 or 5 ICE agents. Mm-hmm. You know, the good thing was that my daughter didn't see when they took me, because I know she would have been probably even more devastated to see it happen.
Do you have any idea how they began to get interested in your case?
Well, I had a prior deportation from when I was younger for a minor drug offense. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to return back to the States because I had my daughter. You know, I was a single father for ever since she was 3 years old. And the way they found out where I lived, it was the day of Thanksgiving in 2015. I had got pulled over because my tags were expired on my vehicle. Mm-hmm. And they took me in. They said I had a misdemeanor warrant from 15 years back. Mm-hmm. And I went to court like four or five times, and they ended up dismissing the case. You know, so I thought it was over with. So, you know, I went about my life. And a little over a year later is when they came and picked me up. And they said that pretty much they told me that I went back on the radar from having been pulled over that day in 2015.
Yeah. But you didn't know Mexico?
No, sir, I did not. This is like my first time actually having to live here since I was a kid.
What was it like to get to Tijuana and to realize you had to make a go of things?
At first it was scary because, you know, I'm being put in a country that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was just pretty much going by what you hear in the news, you know, that it's dangerous here, that it's a bad place. And I was desperate to get back to the States, mm-hmm. mainly because of my daughter.
Yeah. You tried, in fact, didn't you?
No, yes, sir, I did. I attempted to get back, and, you know, I was caught, you know, because, of course, I was doing it illegally. But I felt like I had no choice.
May I ask, is your life in Tijuana is it all longing to see your daughter, or have you been able to settle in at least a little and find sources of joy?
Well, the first few months, all I could think about was just, you know, seeing my daughter, being back home, being with my daughter.
Yeah.
I would just sit and think, you know, of how it was and how much I wanted it, you know, to be the way it was before I was deported. But I couldn't keep on dwelling on that thought because, you know, it was just making myself miserable. And, you know, with the help of the organization Al Otro Lado, I've been able to settle into Tijuana better than I could have on my own. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to find a home, and I'm employed with them. And things are better than what they were a few months ago. They definitely are.
But you can't get up on a Saturday morning and drive over the border and see your daughter anytime you want, can you?
No, sir, I can't. I wish that I could, you know, wake up every morning and hug her and give her a kiss on her forehead the way I used to do every morning and, you know, enjoy a cup of coffee with her and, you know, just do the things that we normally used to do.
Yeah. Jose Matas, he joined us via Skype. Thanks so much for being with us.
No, thank you, sir.